Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the promises to Abraham, but maybe something a little different related to the promises than what you've looked at before. Have you ever noticed in Genesis 15 when God is speaking to Abraham, he adds in a really interesting little detail? He says to Abraham, at that time, Abram. So he says to Abram, "Know for certain," this is Genesis 15, verse 13, "know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. And they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete." Have you ever noticed that last phrase there in the promises to Abraham? The iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. I mean, what does that even mean? What does it mean to have complete iniquity? Or the King James says, perhaps you're more familiar with this, the King James says, the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. How do you get full iniquity? Complete iniquity. Well, I think what God is saying to Abraham is that he was actually working with the Amorites. He was working with the Amorites and holding them to a standard. And that, in fact, they hadn't entirely broken that standard. Now, let me be clear here, right? We know that pagan worship was wrong, and that God did drive out the Amorites. But it seems like at that time, what he was saying was, in some way, he was still working with the Amorites. And that eventually, once the time had come for Abraham's descendants to enter into the land, the Amorites would have completely and entirely turned from him. Now, I don't want to read into this too much, and so I really want to qualify what I'm saying. We don't know how God was working with the Amorites. We don't know how many people at that time in the Amorites even cared. But I think what this verse shows us is that in some way, God had a plan, or God had a way that he was working with that group of people. Now, I think that this is interesting because when we read scripture, much of it is focused on Abraham and his family. And it should be. You know, Abraham was the friend of God, and it's through Abraham and being part of his family that we can be connected. We can be connected to our God. And so looking at Abraham's family is really crucial. But at the same time, you know, there's little traces here in Scripture, like this instance about the Amorites, that show us that God has a bigger picture. God has a bigger plan. And so it's just dropped in there every now and again, that the iniquity of the Amorites isn't yet full. I'm still working with the Amorites, God seems to be saying. And so you have nations who aren't necessarily, or people who aren't necessarily connected with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that show up as faithful, like Melchizedek, or like Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, or like Job. Or you even have, and I'm not saying he was faithful, but he definitely has this connection with God, you even have somebody like Balaam, right? Where did he come from? And yet he clearly acts as one of God's prophets. And so I think what this reminds us of is that God is working in a bigger way than we often recognize. God knows everything that's happening. He knows the end from the beginning. He has a plan. And he is going to bring that plan about. And so when we feel frustrated, when we don't understand the situation that we're in, or when we don't understand the way that somebody else is acting, I think it's helpful for us to recognize we don't know all the pieces. We don't always know how God is working. In fact, a lot of times we don't know how God is working. But we can be sure of the fact that whatever he's doing, it is bigger and greater than what we expect. And so let's remember that God has a plan. Let's remember that God is working all the time. And that plan and that way in which he is working is big. It's bigger than what we expect. It's going to surprise us. And in recognizing that, hopefully we can appreciate the fact that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and that his ways are not our ways. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.